Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. This is Joy Packard with the Joy Reveals podcast. Thank you so much for joining. I'm so happy that you are here. You know, today I was waiting for the garbage people. We have bulk pickup twice a year here in our neighborhood to where you can put your big bulky items that are hard to put like in your garbage can for them to pick up on a normal basis. And so it could be something like, you know, a big little Tykes toy in the back or a fireplace pit or something like that. And, you know, our whole neighborhood puts it out and it's really kind of fun because my sister and I go for our walks and then we kind of look for other people's treasures. You know, another man's trash is another person's treasure. And so we had a lot of fun doing that. And they were supposed to come like a few days ago. And I kept looking in the front yard to see if they would take it, kept hoping that someone else would take it because, you know, it was just kind of an eyesore. And, you know, a few days went by and they finally came today. And I was showing my sister through the window how cool it was to watch. I don't know why. It was just so satisfying. Well, I do know why. We'll talk about that. But I looked outside and saw this huge garbage truck with a big hook thing that came and got your pile and put it in the top and smashed it down and kept on doing that until they could fit as much as they could in this truck. And I thought to myself, as soon as that truck was done getting my garbage, I was like literally so happy. And I took a step back and I was just like, why did that just make me so happy? And it reminded me of an example of like how we are in our own life and even just like with clutter. I don't know about you, but like I've been working on my clutter for the last 4 or 5 years because we moved from a 6,000 square foot house down to a smaller one and moving from a different city. And I've been working on it box by box and room by room. And I'm down now to just a little bit more in my closet and a little bit more in the garage. And it's amazing. It's a good feeling when you are basically releasing things that no longer serve you. And I think that that's why today it was so symbolic for me to look out the window and to see this truck getting my trash. And it's just kind of like, oh, you know, just like I feel like, you know, revived and rejuvenated. And so I think that we can relate that to our life, right? To get rid of the things that no longer serve us. And it's okay that you don't want them in your life anymore. And so just like that trash, you know, we cleaned it out, put it on the curb, had someone pick it up. Now it's cleaned. And now we got rid of that. And it just left more space in our homes and in our brains so that we can just have less. And I also saw a different podcast by someone today, and it was something like, I think the title was something like, less is more, but I'm paraphrasing, but basically it is, it's true. I don't know about you, but like, you know, I'm trying to do the minimalist thing. It's really hard when you're a mom of 8 kids and a grandma to 20, but I'm trying so hard to go room by room to do that. But it's super important and it's super satisfying when you clean out the junk and you clear your space. And then when the garbage truck comes and picks up your trash, you feel that, like I say, that rejuvenation. So not sure where you are in your life. And, you know, not all of us can be minimalist. I'm definitely striving toward that, but I don't think I'll ever become one. But I'm, you know, going on that route. But I think, you know, maybe whatever phase of life that you're in, you know, you can maybe start in the corner and start with a room or start with a drawer and just kind of start every day, work on it, just releasing those things that no longer serve you and see how that makes you feel. It's a wonderful feeling. All right. Well, I hope you guys have an amazing night or day wherever you are in the world listening. We have Belgium on the list listening. I think that I don't know if I said that in some of the countries that have been listening, but it's just so amazing to me the amount of people that we reach through a podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining and going on this journey with me. I will talk to you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.